Hello, Shaggers. King of Masturbatory Self-Promo, Wankface here. To let you guys know, I've got a brand new single coming out called Game, July 26th, and I'll be kicking it off in Melbourne with a show at the Last Chance Rock and Roll Bar next Sunday, July 21st. It's going to be a mad night. Tickets are only $15. I'm playing with Ramona Sky and Dolls. Dolls are a band. They have a song called Piss in My Ear. I know if you listen to this podcast, you're the kind of person who would love to mosh along to a song called Piss in My Ear. So I hope to see you guys there. Head to my Instagram, at blankfacesucks. Click the link in the bio to grab a ticket. Also, if you're one of them British folk, Luke Kidgley's got shows in Leicester, Southend, Sheffield, Glasgow, Edinburgh, Newcastle and Belfast, all coming up soon, as well as Dublin, Berlin and Barcelona. Head to lukekidgley.com to grab a ticket. Big Blakey Boy, he's got shows in Queensland, back home, Australia coming up, Logan home, Brisbane, Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, Hervey Bay, Gladstone, Mackay, Townsville, Cairns, Rockhampton, Bundaberg and Toowoomba. Oh my God! I'm going to be there on tour with Blakey as well. So hopefully we'll see you guys there. Come say good day. They're going to be banger shows. Blake is crushing it right now. Get your tickets at blakepavey.com. Anyway, let's get into the episode. Enjoy!
I always do.
What are your vocal warm-ups?
You know, like...
We can do that.
You've got to exercise all parts of your voice box before you start talking.
Okay.
I was told in singing lessons once.
All right, well, you lead then.
So we'll go with, like, the low throat noises, and then we'll work up to the high ones.
Okay.
So we'll start with just a vocal fry. We'll go...
It sounds like a confused Italian man.
Yeah, exactly. That's where you want to go. You know, like one of those annoying girls who talks like that?
Yeah.
That's the sound you want to go.
Yeah.
Can you put me on Ding Dong?
Okay.
Are you getting Coachella?
You know. And then
we work your way up. So normally you do some boring scales like one of those.
I'm not really changing much.
Okay.
Yes, you're naturally talented.
No, I don't think so.
Smashed a scale there.
I wake up in the morning and I have to try. You kind of wake up. You literally just woke up, rolled out of bed and sat here and I set everything up.
Yeah, it looks like it.
He was out at Doja Cat last night.
I walked in here and he's like, oh, what's up, bro?
Man, Doja was great though.
Yeah.
She was really, really good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Are you a big Doja Cat fan?
Not particularly, but we were given free tickets and then paid like $150 to train back to London. So we kind of it evened out, but it was worth it, I reckon.
It's one of those things, like, I don't like, you know, Adele's music, for example, but I think if you went to see Adele, you'd still have a good time.
Yeah.
Because she's just a good performer, right?
Yeah.
It's like you were talking about WWE. I haven't got a clue about that.
Right.
I wouldn't know what's going on, but I'd probably still enjoy the show.
It's hard to not enjoy grown men in underwear oiled up pretending to fight each other.
See, I've seen it. It's just not WWE.
Oh, you've just seen oiled up men?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's on Pornhub.
Yeah. I leave comments.
Yeah, we were just chatting about Pornhub comments before this, how it's wild that... I think it's wild that people will go on those sites and then use their real first and last name and
picture, everything.
And comment like, like people treat it like they're LinkedIn. And then they'll comment like, as you said, like constructive criticism on the performance.
Yeah, it's like, I enjoyed the direction of this video. Like some really nice angles there. Yeah.
Cinematography is on point.
But you lost me at the end. Unbelievable storyline.
Great job. Really picking up the production value.
There's pages on Twitter that post like the best ones and there's some that will comment like there'll be like maybe a plumber in the video, but then real plumbers will be like, mate, that's just sloppy work. Like, and they'll criticize their trade work in the video. They'll be like, you're not even using the right size wrench. It's good stuff.
Man, people are really just using their full name. John Bosco or Joe Bosco.
Shout out to John. Hope you're listening.
That's what he looks like.
Yeah,
Joe
Bosco.
And he's actually giving instruction. He just goes, oh, yes, lick that pussy. Two likes on it as well.
Two other dudes have been like, yeah, he should lick that pussy.
Some people are just self-reflecting. Naraku320 says, I got to stop watching porn.
Oh, so he's like got to the end of his wank. He's seen himself in the reflection of his computer and he's been like, I'm going to air this thought.
That's an interesting point, because post-nut clarity is not something I've ever experienced. I don't believe it's real.
You're ready to go again,
or you just don't regret.
From what I gather, it's sort of a sense of shame or regret that you have after nutting.
You're just like, self five, that was awesome.
I've never, if anything, I'm like congratulatory to myself.
Yeah, post-nut arrogance.
Yeah.
We should say we are joined by Rufus Rice. Yeah. How do you want to be called? TikTok sensation.
Yeah.
I would say man of the world.
Man of the world.
Yeah.
You're the most worldly person I've ever met.
Me and Luke went to the pub last night and had, you know, sort of four pints, and he was shocked by my knowledge of various Australian cultural things.
Like, what were some of the things being rattled off?
Tradies, Sparkies, Brickies.
Yeah, you know what Eshays were?
Eshays.
Right.
You just... Your base level of understanding, well, that's the thing. Usually I expect a base level of understanding from foreign people about Australia, which is kangaroos, crocodiles, Steve Irwin, desert, hot, and that's about it. Most people hit the, and they know Sydney, they've seen Finding Nemo.
Yep.
That's usually...
Is it set in Sydney?
Hey, you've never seen Finding Nemo?
I can't remember, mate. Was like a kid.
Yeah, maybe we think about that more than you do, because it's like one of the only movies that's set in Australia.
Is it?
Is it?
I thought it was underwater.
Or do they just go?
Like, they don't go
to the Great Barrier Reef, and then they come up in the Sydney Harbour, because it's 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney, is where he finds the snorkels.
Yeah, this means a lot more to you than it does to us.
Yeah.
And I guess that's why the shark is Australian, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's like, oh, g'day, guys. It's Bruce.
Hello, Bruce. Yeah.
I forgot about the shark.
Okay, well, you know what? I take it back. You have no knowledge. No, but I was impressed. You knew what Milo was.
Yep. I've had one.
Yeah,
what
really?
Did you think?
They're all right.
Sure.
I mean, it's a drink for kids. I mean.
It is very... It is okay, yeah.
This is blasphemy to say on a pod in Australia, but I'm going to say it. It's a 7 out of 10.
I'd go 6, I think. Mate, I might even go 5.
Okay, I wouldn't go that far.
don't want to say anything controversial.
But the reason as to why you are so, I guess, knowledgeable, you grew up in, like, what, 4 different countries?
I grew up in... the UK and then briefly Canada and back to the UK. And then I lived in Bali and I lived in Singapore. So I think a lot of my Australian knowledge, also my cousins are Australian, like my uncle married an Australian. So they live in Sydney and I've seen them a few times. It's where I was introduced to the Gange, actually.
Really?
Yeah, in Australia for the first time.
Oh, you lost your virginity in Sydney?
No, weed.
Oh.
The Gange.
Okay, see, we go.
You weren't
aware
of that.
I thought you were talking about pussy. Like,
Clunge.
Yeah, I thought that might be like a British
slang.
Another
one. There are a lot of terms.
Yeah. The Gange. Oh, right.
The Gange.
So you still lost your weed virginity in Sydney.
Yeah, I like that terminology. Yeah.
I've never smoked myself.
No.
Yeah, I'm still yet to lose it.
Yeah, I don't think I've never done weed before either.
He has cystic fibrosis, so he can't smoke.
Really?
It has to be gummies if I want to dabble in anything.
So you can't even have like, because I think one of the greatest combos of all time is like 1/3 of a pint and then half a cig.
Right.
But you can't, you're not.
No.
It's a no-no.
I'll just have the rest of the pint.
Yeah, right.
We're Australians, we'll just do the beer. Apparently the weed is really good in Adelaide, I've heard. And I don't know why.
We'll have to go.
Yeah. How old were you?
Like, you know, sort of 16.
And did it go well?
Yeah, it definitely went better than the time I smoked it in Amsterdam.
Right. Yeah. What happened in Amsterdam?
So me and my mate flew to Amsterdam. It was the hottest day of the year. We'd just been in Portugal and it was way colder in Portugal. It was about 40 degrees in Amsterdam. And we had an overnight flight. We just had a night out and then a flight at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
So we'd been up the whole night, dehydrated as fuck.
Yeah.
We get to Amsterdam, it's boiling. We can't check into our hotel until 2 o'clock. My mate immediately goes, bro, let's smoke some weed, right? Because he's more into it than I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we go, smoke some weed. He's absolutely in his element, right? I have a bit and then I'm like, bro, I'm so hungry. And we go to the only breakfast place we could find. And we're sitting in there for like 30 minutes. And then I was looking at this menu and I was like, I don't recognize anything on here. don't know what it was. So I ordered something that was like vaguely pancakes. I ate, it was like eating a pile of sand. It was so dry. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck's going on here? There's something weird. And I looked around and I realized, oh, we're in a gay cafe. And these are all vegan food.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So you
everybody here thinks we're gay, dude. And then we're just laughing about that for like half an hour. And then I got so dehydrated, I had to just lie down on the grass in front of the Rijksmuseum. Couldn't do anything for like 3 hours. And he was like totally fine. And I was like, bro, I'm not moving.
Wild.
I can't move. I can't. I'm so high, I can't move. Yeah.
I think that stories like this as to why I don't... I'm not against doing weed. I just... It's never come up.
I have, like, a zoot every financial quarter. Like, that's right. My sort of...
4 times a year.
On a schedule. Like, it's not... there's no way I could, like, wake up and have one. Yeah, that's crazy. No.
Lodge your quarterly tax. Have a joint.
Yeah, I need to put it in the calendar.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of nerdy. That's the nerdiest way to do drugs. Schedule it in.
But really, though, like, otherwise it's going to disrupt my schedule.
Yeah. Man, we're loving your hometown. We're in Brighton in England. And then the coastal places here are nice.
I've heard you think a lot of Portsmouth.
They hated it.
First thing I said on stage was like, it's so good to be here. It's lovely here. And they all just started pissing themselves like I'd made the first punchline of the night.
Yeah.
And then, I think we were just in the nice part and we didn't really explore.
We were staying next to this pier area that looked like Santa Monica. It kind of looked like if
that's
GTA...
the first time that Portsmouth has ever been compared to Santa Monica. But
yeah, I mean, Santa Monica's also a bit of a hole. So yeah. It's like if GTA was set in England. That's what it looked like. And it was nice. I mean, you guys don't do sand. You have rocks.
No,
that's
rocks.
A bummer. But like, you're trying. It feels like an attempt at a beach. And I think I reward the attempt.
Yeah. Going to the beach in England is a little bit different. Like, you walk down that beach, you're lying. You basically get scoliosis from lying on those rocks all the time. And if you're here, there didn't used to be one, but they built a wind farm, offshore wind farm. So you're just looking out there, just looking at this. Things going around. It's not quite as sort of tranquil and idealistic. And then you know, there's always some druggies drinking dark fruits at 12 p.m. and they're like going around asking people for cigs, and somebody's lit a disposable barbecue and like all the stuff's blown right in your face. So it's not quite as relaxing.
That's pretty similar to Australian beaches too, but just without the rocks.
Yeah, it's true. Your water is colder as well, Sebel. Your sea is colder.
Yeah.
It's so cold.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
Oh, so like...
Whenever I've been swimming in Australia, I've frozen my bollocks off.
But is that because it's relative to how hot it is outside the water, so it just feels cooler? Or is it actually... Is the Pacific Ocean...
I think you've
got
the proper ocean around you. Like, we just have the English Channel. It's kind of shallow and warm.
Oh, dude, I don't know if you know. We're surrounded by it. It's kind of our thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, our home is girt by sea, which you know, because you know pretty much every anthem in the world.
I didn't. I only know the first line of yours.
Oh, right.
And I thought it was Waltzing Matilda for a bit.
Okay. Didn't it used to be? Like back in the... I remember my mum and dad used to have to sing it at school every day.
What, Waltzing Matilda?
Yeah.
No.
I think that's like an old person thing to do.
I mean, maybe it's just like a song that people have a bit of fun with. I don't think it was ever the anthem.
Yeah.
What else do you know about Australia?
I know AFL exists as a sport.
Mm-hmm. What did you say last night? It's too much chaos.
I didn't say that. I think you said that.
No, you said
it. I said it looks ridiculous. Like, when you watch it, it looks funny.
Because there's so many guys running around
out
there.
Well, the ball is, like, fucking massive and...
What's, like, same size as a rugby ball?
Oh, no, I'm not sure. And it's a bit eggier than a rugby ball.
Yeah. It is eggier.
And, like, nobody passes it. They all sort of hand it off like that. And they're all wearing vests for some reason. And there's, like, four poles on each side. And it's a round pitch, which looks sort of silly, you know.
What's an oval?
Yeah, well, ovals around.
That's true. In my head, I pictured the circle when you
also
said...
Also round, agree? Yeah. We're both...
Sorry, we don't get taught shapes in Australia either.
No.
That's pretty good understanding.
There we go.
I'm impressed because I've been getting a bit homesick here.
Really?
Well, I realised last night when I was with you because I ordered a pint of Foster's and I was like, oh, man, I need to call my mum. Like, what am I doing? We don't drink Foster's in Australia.
So you had a moment of self-reflection.
Yeah. And then I was like, maybe I should call my brother. I was like, I called him. I was like, have you had a kid? And he's like, what? No. I'm like, oh, I thought I turned into an uncle.
Foster's really got to you.
Yeah.
Did it taste good?
It was awesome.
Oh, really?
I had such a great time.
Oh, good. Maybe I'll have one.
Yeah. It's kind of like someone
watered down VB or draft.
I actually like Foster's because I don't like beer.
Right.
So I like Budweiser, for example, is my idea of an ideal beer because it barely tastes like beer because I don't like the flavor.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't like any beer we make here. I think it's all disgusting.
Your beer isn't good.
Ale is so grim and it's for like...
Is it true you serve it at room temperature?
Ale, yeah.
But room temperature here is still freezing, so it doesn't really...
It's slightly chilled, yeah.
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 That's what I was going to say as well. This place is really nice now that it's summer, but I assume in winter miserable. This should be a fucking hellhole to live in.
Utterly miserable.
Yeah.
And we don't have like... Our total sort of precipitation is not crazy amounts, but the number of days on which it rains lightly is just all the, like, yeah.
You just wake up and it's wet.
You're at a good time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came in March last year and it was... kind of miserable.
Even the other day I flew to Glasgow and I was just there for 24 hours and the collective sense of misery and gloom there was just so high.
It reminds me of Gotham. Yeah. Glasgow. Yeah. They all talk funny.
They've got a Batman as well, their own one, Scottish Batman.
Do they really?
Really?
Yeah, he's a vigilante. He sort of prowls the streets of the city like a horny man leopard.
Is this real?
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't have all the sort of powers.
This sounds like when we tell people that we ride kangaroos to school.
No, this guy's real. He's called, look up Glasgow Batman.
It's like Glasgow made up Batman. Scottish folklore that you're...
No, he's a crackhead that roams the streets.
You know what I believed when Rufus told me last night? We were talking about how the Guinness is better in Ireland. Yeah. And you were like, oh, yeah, it's because some old guys, they... And I didn't hear you say near the factory. So you go, oh, yeah, this gets plumbed straight from the factory into all the pubs. So I picture that there was this underground network of Guinness pipes all over Ireland that just come up in every pub, like, I don't know, like Willy Wonka or some shit.
No, it's like four pubs.
Yeah, that makes way more sense. Yeah.
Man,
have you got it?
No, it just... I type up Glasgow.
Yeah, it's not real, so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I was picturing Batman in a kilt, with just whacking people with bagpipes.
Because all it comes up with is just Robert Pattinson's Batman, because they shot it there, and I was like, fuck, Glasgow Batman actually looks pretty good. This is some high quality. This is great. I was talking to my brother last night. My brother's just moved over here. And then we were waiting in line for the bathroom at the O2. And then I was like, what have you sort of observed about like English and or Scottish people? And he was like, most of them look like they have fetal alcohol syndrome. That was my brother's observation of the UK.
I think Australia has a reputation for being quite an attractive country from our perspective.
I feel like an 8 here. It's wild.
Yeah.
Like, what do you feel like back home, just as a benchmark?
Like a 6.5. Yeah.
Really? Like, so you got a point and a half out of 10? Yeah,
I think so.
He's like a Milo back home, just solid sixes.
Yeah, I'm 70% malt, dude. I'm no one, you know, I'm a good after-school snack, but that's about it.
That's interesting. Well, I would definitely agree with that. I think, and no offense to every woman of this country, but...
No, it's not. I'm saying women or men. Like, it's just, it's general.
The blokes, we'll get onto them. They're looking rough as well.
Yeah.
But so the women of this country have a particularly bad reputation amongst other European countries, which all see us as the ugliest
but also,
by a mile.
Right. That's because, like, people like from Switzerland and stuff, you got some of the hottest countries in the world, like Finnish people.
Yeah, we're competing in a tough league.
Is it Finland? Wasn't there a country that was genuinely for a bit, like, making sure they... their population was hotter?
Eugenics.
Yeah.
They were doing selective breeding.
Yeah.
Right.
So they're like...
it's a sort of Nazi policy. Like, yeah. They wanted ethnic cleansing, yeah.
They're like scientifically more attractive.
I think it might have been...
Whereas you're like generational incest.
Well...
Not recently, but like...
A while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. It hasn't worked out brilliant for our side here.
No. It'll turn around in a few hundred years. Wait it out. Yeah. English people might be hot soon. It's not going to happen in our lifetime.
No.
But no, like, I went to Sweden a couple of months ago and it's like I was playing for the village team and then I got called up to the Prem. Like, yeah. I'm just playing in a different league.
Yeah.
Suddenly.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So we're so far away from everything, it's almost like we've started our own league.
Yeah, we've just the A-League.
Nobody around. Yeah, yeah, we're literally the A-League.
Yeah.
I think our accent carries overseas as well. in attractiveness.
Yep, agree.
Yep.
Which I'm not sure how. I don't find it an attractive accent. I'm like, you know, if we drop a beer at a pub, we're like, oh no.
It's an exotic foreign thing, right? But I don't think the British accent translates in Australia in the same way.
Depends which one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't, if I was single and I ran into a woman and she was like talking like John Lennon, I probably wouldn't choose to spend the night. But if they sounded like Dua Lipa, probably. Like, there is, you go.
Do they also look like John Lennon and Dua Lipa?
Oh, if they look like John Lennon, I will take the
phone. Oh, nice. Yeah.
But yeah, it's so wild. You go like 20 minutes away from a town and you'll find a whole different dialect.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Can you tell the accents part here?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So you know where someone's from by how they talk?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. And like, the division is still there. They haven't mixed a load. Like, everyone in Wales, you can immediately tell that they're Welsh.
I can just tell like the Scouse accent,
yep.
Like Liverpool. And then north, like Newcastle, they have a quite a distinctive.
Geordie, yeah.
And then the London kind of posh, they enunciate every
so
word.
So that's one of the things I was saying yesterday is British people will hear my voice and immediately go, that guy's a posh twat.
Right.
Immediately. Whereas other people wouldn't do that. But immediately you will get pigeonholed.
Yeah.
Into some sort of the weird class system that we have. And
but it's based around dialect, not financial.
Honestly, accent plays a big role.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So you could be like dirt poor and homeless and being like, oh, could you please spare some change? And they'd be like, shut the fuck up. You're probably rich.
Yeah. I mean, if you found someone like that, that would be incredible.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah. Those fuckers haven't been around since Oliver Twist, but they were.
You do have some outlier hot people like Tom Holland. Is he British?
Yeah, he is. But is he hot?
Yeah.
Tom Holland? I wouldn't call him like a... I thought you were going to say like Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah, he's hot.
I would say Tom Holland's hotter than Harry Styles.
What is going on?
I don't know, man. Shooting spiders.
He's like, he's like a little ginger guy.
You shoot webs out of your wrist. I'd love to see Harry. Like, what has Harry Styles done other than be... Okay, look, he's...
I would say he's a sex symbol.
Yes.
Not for me personally, but for people.
Yeah.
Tom Holland's like got that, I don't know, the cute...
I guess he's a type.
He's the everyman.
Yeah.
But is Timothy Chalamet?
No, he's American.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What I've noticed about Tom Holland, though, is like, I think our celebrities do it as well. We find that every time Chris Hemsworth will go on Graham Norton or something like that, it's always just like he's always hamming up his Australianness. Like, I saw him on Graham Norton a couple of weeks ago and he was like, oh, yeah, I used to like wrangle, we would like wrangle snakes. And like, yeah, I'm from the bush. And then you look up, he grew up in Byron Bay.
Yeah.
No, he lives in Byron Bay now. I think he grew up in Victoria. I heard he used to live in Phillip Island.
See, a nice place.
Yeah.
He's talking and he's like going around spreading the
word. But there's snakes there.
There are snakes there, but he's not wrangling them.
Maybe he's talking about jerking off.
Wrangling the snake.
Yeah. But I do think, I'm not sure, I might be wrong, but I think Tom Holland amps up his...
100%.
Yeah. Like when he goes in the American talk shows.
Yeah.
100%.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you like up it? Like, are you now? Because you're on an Australian podcast.
No. But I think I'm already a lot like that anyway.
Yeah, you do have like quite an accent. Yeah. And now this is what we were talking about last night. For those who... many of you may have seen Rufus's videos on...
Hello to the unwashed masses.
Yeah, TikTok.
Thanks for listening.
Instagram, whatever.
It's a pleasure to be here.
A popular series you have going is the Flag Game.
Flag Game, yeah.
Which is where there's like a filter on TikTok which randomly assigns you just a flag. And then you'll have like six different categories like, what is it, like food, booze, taxes.
Muff is an important category.
Yep. tunes.
Tunes.
And Scran. Oh, that's food, yeah. So then like you'll assign different countries, you know, as you go, like, oh, they have the best food. They've got the best muff, whatever, right? And the question, I asked you this last night, but I feel like people need to know. My question when I watched all that was always like, do you actually know the flags?
Yeah.
And the answer's...
The big question that people have been wondering if I'm a fraud or not with all the flags pulled up.
Mm.
I do know all the flags.
It's incredible. I can only know about 12.
Yeah.
Just love the flags.
Can you test me, actually? Can someone pull up some flags? Actually, Blake, what about you pull up some Reddit? Just look up flags of the world, like a website.
Just pull up some really fucking niche ones, and then I'll have a stab at them as well.
Because there's just... I mean, I know this is a audio podcast and we're about to do something incredibly visual, but
it's all good.
I just want you to
get... We play dodgeball on my podcast.
Do you really?
Sometimes. We play games that are so unsuitable for audio format, like you know, Hangman. And
do you post the video at least?
Yeah, we do post the video.
Okay,
yeah,
so there is an option to go watch it, but people still choose to listen to it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's wild.
All right.
Got some flags up. I have no idea what this is. Okay, I'm going to look at it for a...
All right. What's that one?
Can I have a crack first? Because I know you probably know it. Is that like a Croatia or like a European one?
Smashed it, mate.
Is it actually Croatia?
Yeah.
It's Croatia.
Oh.
Yep.
Well okay, done. This is going way better than I thought. I think I know that from soccer.
Yeah.
Like, because they're always up in the World Cup.
Yeah, they're a decent team. Yeah.
All
right. What about...
I've never seen that in my life.
This one.
I think it is an African country from the pattern. Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Eswatini.
Yep, correct.
I've never heard of that country. What's an Eswatini?
Yeah, they rebranded recently.
From what?
Swaziland.
Ah, yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
Swaziland sounds like Narnia. Is it? You know what I mean? Like, it sounds like Wakanda. It sounds like a made up.
Yeah.
Because Swaziland.
Yeah, yeah.
What is that one?
Oh, it is it? I think it's also... No, I'm going to go European again. I don't know. No, Africa. I don't know. I've never seen it.
Do you have a guess?
Yeah, Kiribati.
Yep.
Where is that?
Pacific Ocean. So it's out past Polynesia, sort of out there in the Pacific.
How do you know this?
Just a nerd, man. People think, see my content and they think, oh, he's a fucking legend. He goes out and he parties and he pulls birds. I don't know, really. I'm just a nerd.
You just like sit there with a map.
Yeah.
I have done that before.
But where does that start? Like, what did that...
I think it was the sort of thing, you know, when you're sort of 5 or 6 and then you pick one of cars, dinosaurs, space or whatever to be your thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was just my thing.
Yeah.
Like when
right.
I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because your special interest.
Yeah. Like, you know, there are some kids who are like obsessed with cars or whatever.
Yeah.
That would be, I don't know what you guys were.
War. We talked about last night.
Yeah.
Like, I used to have the figurines, like, in Toy Story, and I don't know, which is weird to be into as a kid, like, just...
The tragedy of conflict.
Yeah, like, let's, like, research the biggest atrocities humankind has ever committed. And by the way, I'm 9.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mine was sort of the tragedies of conflict as well. Massive WWE fan as a kid, so that was my thing.
He can put on like any Royal Rumble. And you know, have you seen the GeoGuesser guy on TikTok?
Yeah.
That can guess the place
he
in 1 second?
He looks at like a blurred image upside down, black and white, like 2 pixels for half a second. And then he's like, that's a Colombian tree.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. He's like that, but with like 90s to early 2000s Royal Rumbles. So you can like flash it up on the screen, pause it, and it'll be like 2013, blah, blah, blah. And then he can tell you what the main event match was.
Like, I'll come down, I'll be walking downstairs and they'll have it on in the lounge room. And then I can hear like a little bit of commentary and I'll be like, are you watching Randy Orton versus Umaga 2007 Backlash?
And we'll be like, yeah. And he's like, oh, great match. When Thingo does the pin at the end, wait till you watch. And then he knows, like, he can remember, like, roughly how the match will go.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Slightly concerning.
It's like the worst kind of autism. It helps no one.
No.
And
it just actively wastes your own time.
Yeah. But it is fun.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So do you reckon, like, you could do... Like, have you ever thought about doing that? Like, you know, the GeoGuessr, but you do flag guesser. It's upside down, black and white, and you have to guess within 3 seconds.
Yeah, it'd be hard to do black and white flags, I think.
That's true. It's one of the main parts of it is the color.
Yeah. I think the thing is about the flags is there's only so many.
What's the filter called on TikTok? Can we do a live flag game? Because what's funny is you'll have to tell me about the country before I can make an informed decision.
Okay, I'm
you've got
this.
It up on your thing.
I'll get it up.
I'd love to participate.
Like this shit I wouldn't be able to get.
It looks like an old communist
flag.
That's
a brilliant, that's one of my favorite flags. Very cool flag.
Is it North Macedonia?
It is Macedonia, yeah.
Let's go.
You didn't even say it right. You said it like it was a nut.
Yeah.
A Macedonia.
I love Macedonia nuts, man. They're my favorite.
That's what you guys call McDonald's, right? Macedonia.
Yeah. Yes.
Shout out my driller, Alexander the Great. He's from North Macedonia.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right, let's get up the... You just need to get up the flags.
Yeah.
How many categories are you? Do you want to do five?
Usually we do five, yeah.
Which is food.
It's scran, mm-hmm. which is food. Yep. Bevs, which is bevs. Muff, which is punane. taxes. And tunes. Okay. So you'll need some knowledge of global tax rates to play this game.
Right. Okay.
You get the categories up and I'll spin the wheel.
All right.
Okay, here we go. This is exciting.
This is how the magic's made. That flag is... Oh, is that Kenya? No. Ethiopia?
No.
Is that...
It's an Asian country.
No, I was going to...
It's Afghanistan.
Right.
Is that in Asia?
Yeah.
It's not in the Middle East?
That's in Asia.
Yep. Oh, yeah, Middle East isn't a continent.
Nope.
Nope.
Good to know that. Good to know that I figured that out.
So this was their old flag before the Taliban actually gave them a new flag when they came back to power.
Oh, when they...
It's so boring, though. It's just a white flag with some writing on it. I prefer the old one.
Now, I've never been
to... I'm not a big fan of the Taliban either. So.
No.
And it's good to get out there and record.
Yeah.
We're going to publicly condemn the Taliban on this podcast and we're happy to.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah.
You're going to make that step.
It's a bold stance, but we're going to...
Don't you have a couple of gigs in Kabul?
True, I'm losing a half our listenership.
You know, music is illegal in Afghanistan. I wouldn't pick them for tunes.
Okay. I've never been there.
No, me neither.
I know a few comedians, fellow comedians, who have done like the gigs for the troops there. And
like Elvis back in the day, like singing for the troops.
Yeah,
like Vietnam War.
You can go do comedy at the bases. I'm not gonna say Bevs because I'm pretty sure are they an Islamic country?
I reckon the Taliban are pretty Islamic. Yeah.
Yeah, so they don't drink.
So that's a bad choice.
Maybe scran.
I was gonna say maybe taxes.
Oh, because they're just... Oh, I feel like now that the Taliban are in power, they tax you more.
Yeah. But I feel like if the Taliban's in power, you've got other things to worry about rather than paying your taxes.
But the thing is, what would happen if you don't pay them?
Mm. Oh, no.
Oh, I think we let our resident geography expert answer this one because it's a tough one up there.
It's scran all day.
Okay.
Afghan food is absolutely delicious. We've got a lot of it over here thanks to the conflict.
Let's go. Next.
Let's roll.
I'm hoping we get like a country that I... Okay, so I've never seen that flag before. No. It looks like... a team flag that's in like a video game. I don't know. Is that a European country?
It's Estonia.
Ooh. Oh, I know a guy from Estonia, a comedian.
Yeah. What's he saying? Can you use some of that knowledge?
I don't know. He's like the Joe Rogan of Estonia. His name's Ari. He has a big UFC podcast and he like fills theaters there.
Right.
And he came to do comedy in Australia for a bit.
Mm.
And now he's converted all his jokes back into Estonian and he's like the biggest thing ever.
Interesting.
Anyway, I think, well, I don't want to dibby dob, but I've heard great things about the muff.
Me too.
Yeah. I've heard incredible things.
I think if you don't pick that, you're shooting yourself in the foot for this round.
Yeah. Okay.
Because like the only reason that would be a bad pick was in the extremely unlikely circumstances that we got Sweden. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, because now we're going to have to go to their tunes and that's going to be...
Yeah.
I'm not sure what Swedish...
Nothing but ABBA.
Zara Larsson.
Is Swedish House Mafia actually from Sweden?
Probably.
Yeah, it's wild if they went with that name. And they
Are ABBA from there? Aren't ABBA one of those?
Yep, ABBA are Swedish.
That's fine. All right.
Going well.
We need Bev's tunes and taxes.
Going well. Malaysia. Next one.
Ooh.
Malaysia.
Did they get taken over by America?
What?
Why does that?
The flag looks vaguely similar.
Yeah, why do they have the stripes like the American?
Yeah, good question. They didn't get taken over by America, though.
No. I don't know.
I feel we would have heard about that.
Yeah. No, I just thought maybe after the war.
The 50 states and Malaysia.
Yeah. No, just how like we have the Union Jack and.
How do you guys feel about that flag? Would you like to change your flag?
Yeah, I think we should just probably have either a half British, half Indigenous, or just go full Indigenous. I'd be cool. The Indigenous flag's cool.
What's it look like?
So I think the Indigenous flag's better because I don't particularly like care for the monarchy or...
I thought you were going to say Indigenous there.
No. No.
That's our Indigenous flag.
It is cool. Yeah,
it's cool. It's like the sun and the red represents the desert.
I feel like having a half and half flag would help nobody.
I agree. See, that looks like shit.
From a design standpoint, that is a terrible flag.
Yeah, because it's like half the Southern Cross...
Why don't you just whack the Southern Cross on the flag? Like, just that.
Yeah, we could. I think that's still a representation of, like, the whites coming over.
Oh, really?
I think we should probably just do the Indigenous flag. However, there'd be a lot of old white people that will get very stressed about that.
Yeah. Because they don't like change.
No, they don't like change. No.
Or Aboriginals.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So, wait, what was it? Malaysia. Have you ever had
the top Malaysian pick is gone already.
Right.
Like, you would have put it for food. Yeah, 100%.
I was going to maybe say Bev's because I assume it'd be a lot cheaper.
Good shout.
Yeah.
It's like going to Bali and get like a beer for 50 cents.
Yeah, but I just don't know if they have like Carlton Draft on tap. I don't know. Maybe like. Yeah.
They don't. No. Yeah. I've been there.
Okay. Taxes?
They have other beers though. You don't have to drink Carlton.
Well. So do they have taxes? Like,
they've got taxes. I don't know the exact rate.
I imagine it will be low.
Well, in those countries, it's quite easy to evade, but I would stick with Bev's here, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, very, Malaysia. Very cost effective.
All right, we have two more to go.
And you leave Bev's until the end, and then you get stuck with a Muslim country, and it's like...
Yeah.
We're drinking juice.
Next one.
Oh, I've never seen that.
It's a very cool flag. Big fan of this.
Is it Middle Eastern as well?
It's an African country.
Oh.
Is that Sudan?
No, it's Uganda.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Definitely taxes.
Definitely taxes.
They're not doing any
bribery all day, by the way.
Yeah. All right, and final one tunes, what's it going to be?
So we just need the musical abilities of whatever nation we land on.
Oh, no.
Oh, we've been sharpening.
What is it?
It's Burkina Faso.
How do you know this?
Burkina Faso is like the third poorest country in the world.
Oh, great. Okay.
So they don't have a flourishing art scene.
No.
That's well-funded.
Okay, so we're doing sticks and drums?
It's going to be tribal classics.
Okay.
It's going to be like, now that's what I call bongo bongo.
We're doing Afghan Scran, Malaysian Bevs,
nice.
Estonian Muff, great. Pick, Burkina Faso tunes, and Uganda taxes. Not a great... Is that an awful one?
Yeah, I feel like that's a pretty decent round, to be honest. You can get really shafted in this game.
What's the worst one like you've ever been stuck with at the end?
Like you get like Antarctica or something.
What's their flag? Is it just
it's
white?
It's a picture of Antarctica on the flag.
Is it like the map?
It's the white outline with just the sea around it. It's the shit flag.
Just some scientists in a lab there made it with no...
Yeah, it's like four miserable Russian scientists.
With no graphic design experience.
Stuck in a bunker during a blizzard, and that's the whole thing, yeah.
That is fun.
Brilliant. Yeah, I love the world, man. Yeah. I'm privileged in that I've got to travel to many places and experience.
How many countries you ticked off?
42, I want to say, ish.
Wow.
I think I'd say 14, and I was like, wow.
Yeah. Ours are a lot smaller and closer than...
True, because you can do like, what, 15 in Europe?
Yeah. So, like, I ticked off three last summer, and it was a 7-day cycling trip.
Right. What was it?
Me and my family, we do a cycling holiday every summer, and we cycled from Vienna in Austria to Budapest in Hungary.
Wow.
Yeah. Along the banks of the river Danube, and it was, it was glorious.
What would you say is your favorite country and least favorite country?
Great question. Favorite country has got to be... I honestly think it's probably Hungary.
Right.
Hungary is an incredible place. Obviously, it's cheap, which means it's basically like living in a pound shop.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful place. Lovely people. Everything's very cheap. They like to have a great time. Yeah. They're massive drinkers over there, so they like to partay.
So it's just like a win in every category on the flag game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Except... tunes, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't listen to much Hungarian trap. I don't know about you.
No, not a country I think about too much.
No.
To be
honest. Worst country, France.
Yeah, right.
People don't like the French here.
Very rude. Very rude, the French. Very arrogant.
We're both going. You're going in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So if you don't speak French, they're extremely judgmental of you.
Right.
So like, and if you try to speak French to them, they will speak English back to you and they will refuse to...
To interact with you,
trying to interact with their culture, which they don't like.
Well, lucky for them, I'm too ignorant to bother to learn.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic.
Meg, my girlfriend, she is trying to do Duolingo at the moment so we can order food.
She's a great singer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Duolingo.
Yeah. Sexy accent.
Yeah.
Wait, is that what the app's called?
Duolingo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what the app is called.
Okay, great. Yeah. I thought you were mocking me because I had said the name of the app wrong as well.
No, no.
We're just playing off the duo.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really annoying whenever I go to like type, she'll be like, oh, can you reply to the venue or whatever? And Meg's keyboard on her phone is set to the French keyboard all the time. And I'm like, how is this helping you? If you just the words are different spots. Like the letters are... I didn't even know
totally
that.
Totally pointless.
Other countries have that, like they don't have QWERTY.
No, they don't. They've got like the Z's in a random place. It's like, that's fucking useless.
Why is that?
Yeah, I don't know. Did you see the Chinese keyboard, mate? Massive.
Do they have a keyboard with all the different...
So I've got it on my phone. So
of course you do. He's a man of the world.
So like, let's go into notes. If I'm typing in Chinese, and this will be great for the listener, who will be able to see exactly what I'm doing here. So you go into the Chinese thing, and you see they've got an English keyboard, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and you type in the sound of what you want to say. Because like, there are thousands and thousands of characters in Chinese, so there's no way you could have a keyboard with all of them on.
So it just takes forever to type.
No, because look, if I say like ni hao, for example, right?
Yeah.
So I type that in, and then it comes up with ni hao and the characters there, and you tap that.
And then you get a whole word from...
And then that's it types it in Chinese.
Hang on, so Chinese people know that they should, that ni hao starts with an N in English.
Yeah, so that's pinyin. That's the romanization, like how you'd say it in English.
So you have to be bilingual to type in Mandarin.
No, because you don't have to know English. You just have to know the letters and the sounds, right?
Yeah, but that's like pretty much on your way to learning English.
Yeah.
Is like knowing that N is N.
Some of the old fucks, they draw it character by character. It takes ages.
Because they don't know the letters.
Yeah.
Interesting. Whoa. I've never thought about that.
But yeah, it's actually pretty easy to type it once you know. But there are some things that have the same, you write them the same, but they're different characters.
Yeah, right.
So you have to know the difference between them. It was hard to learn.
Yeah, right. It shows in your content. I've been watching your content for a couple of years. This is why it fascinates me. It's like, maybe, as you said earlier, there's this stereotype that's like, hello, shaggers.
Yeah.
I'm out here, I'm, you know, crushing puss, smashing beers, whatever. And a guy came up to you at the pub last night, and I think he wanted that out of you as well.
Yeah.
And you were just like, yeah, g'day, how you going? And like, whatever. And I think it's so funny to me, but I always, maybe for some reason, saw through it because I guess I know
more. You're more intelligent than most people.
Perhaps. I'd be like, that would be insane if you were like just.
Thing is, I have met some other TikTokers who aren't a character, and like they are just that mental in real life.
I came home last night and I was like, I was intellectually out of my depth.
Yep.
Yeah, no. I was trying to explain to you the ingredients of Anzac biscuits and I was like, I'm pretty sure it's oats and I don't know. Yeah. I was like, oats and war shit.
Yeah, yeah. Just like shit, sawdust.
Yeah, is there anything that we need to check out when we're over here?
An interesting one. I despise most of our culture, really. If we didn't have good banter, we'd be one of the worst countries in the world. I think that the banter really makes the world go round because we don't have good weather. We don't have like good food. You were shitting on that.
Mm.
Yeah, so you're not a fan of it.
I'm having a better time this time around.
See, I don't think it's been as bad as I thought it was going to be.
No, not as bad as I described.
The reason our food is so shat on is American soldiers came over here during the war when we had rationing in place.
Mm.
So that's what they were eating. And then they went home to America and they were like, UK food is garbage.
Right.
Because they were eating just like spinach and potato stew and
the shit
you had to grow your own food.
It's improved since then. Well done.
Slightly, yeah.
Yeah. Nando's.
Nando's rips here.
Yeah.
You like Nando's?
Yeah.
People rave about Nando's. Like, oh, if you go to the UK, you got to go to Nando's. I mean, it's just chicken. Let's be real.
Yeah. That's what the DMs have been getting a lot is you got to try the Nando's. You guys are very passionate about Greg's. That one.
I've never been. I've never been to Greg's. It's a class divide here.
Right. Oh, you're too posh for Greg's?
Apparently. My parents are like, don't go to Greg's, that's garbage.
So yes. You are literally too elitist for a cafe chain. Where do you get your coffee then?
Pret Manger.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of Pret when I got to
drink coffee, but their hot chocolates stink, so fuck them. Yeah, I had a good toast.
Yeah, so like if you're a bit posher, you go to Pret, and like if you're really posh, they have a subscription service.
Oh.
So you can subscribe to Pret.
But what do you get in the subscription?
You pay like 25 quid a month and you get like unlimited coffees.
Right.
You have to go to Pret a lot though.
Yeah.
I thought it was Pret-a-Manger, which is so Australian yeah. and also sounds like a slur.
Predamanga. Oh,
speaking of, when we're not sure, and if this is a slur, we will cut it out.
Okay.
Unless we don't. But when we got here, my girlfriend Zoe, who's come with us on this trip, she was like, you guys should get on stage and go, "What's up, you mingers?"
You're right.
Is
okay.
minger a slur?
No.
What does that mean? Good.
It means an ugly. Well, I think originally, like in the 1600s or whatever, it's like a derogatory slur for an ugly woman.
Right.
But here, it's used in a comedic way.
Thank God, because we've been walking around the streets going, "What's up, you fucking mingers?"
Yeah, yeah. No, it's all right.
3 weeks.
Yeah, no, it's all good. It was just used to refer to someone who's just butters, just ugly, you know. Just
right.
A munter, if you will.
Munter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so just any British person.
Yeah. It's got a lot of usage here. And if something's really grim, then you can say, "Oh, that's minging."
That's minging. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a few of the words, like the first day I got here, I walked past this dude and he was like, "Yeah, that's calm."
Yeah.
What does that mean? Is that like, "Oh, that's good.
Chill"?
It's good, like, "Oh, that's calm, like safe one." My G.
What?
That, like, safe one.
Safe one.
Safe one is like, that's good.
Yeah, like, safe.
Right.
Like, all good with me, safe.
Right.
Right.
We're starting to get into sort of roadman streets language. Yeah. Someone like me wouldn't really say. Yeah. Like, yeah, one G my drillers.
I think it's just so weird as well that you call, like, kind of like Eshays or Chavs, like, roadman.
Yeah, roadman.
A roadman would be, well, we wouldn't say that, but if we did, it'd
That's
be like...
That's funny. You're pronouncing it like my dad.
Roadman.
Roadman.
But how do you say it?
Roadman.
Roadman.
Yeah, yeah.
That just sounds like a...
Roadman.
Guy who...
Roadman sounds like a trade, but like roadman.
Like they lay roads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's because if man's on road, right, that means that man's slinging drugs in the streets. Like if you say I'm on road... That's what it means. You're trapping.
Right. You know what I loved last night? You were telling me about Turbo Square.
Turbo Square. You've been to Bristol, Blake?
Yes.
Yeah, you enjoyed Bristol. You saw the lovely sight of Clifton Suspension Bridge and multicoloured houses and stuff. Yeah. There's a site you didn't quite get to, which is Turbo Square.
Yeah.
Which is sort of, it's a traffic intersection. It used to be a bit of grass in the middle of it, but now it's just... like scorched earth. It's just brown, it's just mud year round, and it's where all the crackheads congregate,
right?
And it's called Turbo Square because they consume so much speed.
It's so pretty.
That's awesome.
And it has, you can look it up on like Google, it's got like reviews and stuff. It's like people say had a great time at Turbo Square.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like I think they're hoping to sort of trap tourists into going there by giving it 5-star reviews. Right, this is great. The Turbo, I've just gone on to the Turbo reviews. I've got Google reviews.
What's it rated on Google?
It's rated a 4.8.
Oh, right. Really?
Yeah. Thoroughly enjoyed passing through this historic landmark on my visit to Bristol. 24/7 access, natural heating. That's the trolley that they've set on fire. And the friendly locals will always ensure you have a life-changing experience, chemically induced or not. Yeah, it's good stuff.
So you guys are review bombing your tourist attractions that are full of crackheads, but in a positive way?
Yeah.
Great spot to enjoy a half-full, lukewarm can of cider on the way home after a night out whilst everybody watches me. It's great stuff.
I love Brits so much.
Wait, look, here's a picture. There you go, just to give you an idea of what it looks like. Not getting a load of signal in this gaff, but...
Is that what you call a house?
Yeah. There we go, chaps.
Oh.
Maybe you could pop that up.
Oh, my God. It looks like a Tony Hawk map.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
With no ramps.
It looks like LA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
British people are so funny. You were telling me last night that on your census, 10% of people put Jedi down as their religion.
Oh, that's... Oh, I heard about just that, actually. Just for a laugh, yeah. That's great.
It's what we do. I think it's a... You know how, like, Chandler hates his job in Friends, so he makes like stupid jokes as a sort of thing. I think it's like centuries of misery because we got conquered by a lot of people. We got our own back eventually.
I was gonna say you guys did fine.
Yeah. We got back, but we were conquered by the Normans and the Vikings and the Romans, and then we lived through the Middle Ages. And we had the Black Plague, the bubonic plague, and all that sort of stuff, and we had all of that. So I think you just sort of develop a sense of humor through that. It's like comedians having childhood trauma and then laughing about it afterwards.
Yeah, I've never related to that.
Yeah, me neither.
My parents are so lovely.
Yeah.
They are very lovely.
Everyone always like goes out of their way to tell me how nice my mum is. and my dad, but it's just like, it's, I've overcome absolutely nothing to be here.
Yeah, me too. It's great.
Yeah. But I think that's better than wasting your privilege.
I agree. Yeah. I think wasting your privilege is stupid. You're squandering opportunities, man.
Dude, this is such a podcast.
Yeah.
Three boys on a couch talking about their, how good their lives are. Anyway, guys.
Shout out privileges.
Is there anything else we need to know before we wrap up? We got any recommendations?
For what you still got to do in your time
we're,
here?
We're going to Wales this week.
Going to Wales. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I will say Cardiff, like, all these places have a bad reputation, but Cardiff's actually a really lovely city.
It is.
And Welsh people are really nice, as long as you don't insult
their very proud culture.
Yeah.
This time I'll acknowledge that they're a country to their face, and I'll make a point of it.
You've heard about them now, so you're not ignorant anymore.
No, I'm ignorant, but I'll put on a facade.
Right.
Know. I'll limit my sheep fucking jokes to 4 or 5 throughout my set.
You know, even they make those jokes.
Yeah, a gentleman's 5, I think, is fine as a foreigner coming in for the day.
Gentleman's 5. Yeah. And that's also what I call one of my goes on the back of one of those sheep, a gentleman's 5. what can I recommend from our culture? The thing is, the only activity we have in our culture is going to the pub. So, and you've already been there.
Yeah. Yeah, you took me to a couple last night. Had a great time.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? How old do you think Rufus is, Blake?
23.
22.
See, I thought he was older.
Yeah, right.
One thing's I'm ancient. I thought you were older, though.
A lot of people do think that I'm older. It's really weird.
Taking off 42 countries by the time... Yeah, 22 is...
Your parents own a travel company. You've got an advantage.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Slight advantage.
Yeah. Now, are you going to do, like, obviously you make videos and, you know, stuff like that. Are you going to try... We had a brief chat about it last night, but do you want to... Where does it go from here? Like...
I'm going to be a rock star.
Yeah.
Full music?
That's what I'll do, yeah. I went to music college for a year with the goal of being a rock star when I was 18.
Damn.
And you want to do for real music or, like...
I've been doing it for a long time as a thing, but my TikTok is what blew up.
Yeah.
Right. Because trying to get people interested in music is like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Oh, so you're going to do what Joji did.
I'm going to attempt to. The thing is, you either become Joji or you become Jake Paul, and you don't want to be...
Yeah, that's true.
You could walk the line. I think there is a healthy middle ground between the two.
Oh, but I could be both.
Yeah.
Great. I've always wanted to do that.
Just don't try and fight Mike Tyson, but... Also, don't make rap.
I wasn't going to.
Well, you have made a rap.
I've made a rap before.
But I found out it was a brand deal last night and I was slightly disappointed.
Slightly upset, yeah. It wasn't authentic artistic expression and you were disappointed by
that. I thought you were going out on a limb and trying something new content-wise and I actually quite enjoyed it. And then it makes me angry that I enjoyed and I got sucked into watching about 90 seconds of advertising.
It was subtle advertising.
Yeah, for like a clothing company. Okay, so is that for real? You want to do music?
Yeah, genuinely. So my experience chasing the dream at music college wasn't the best. So I did it for a year before I went to uni. And it was full COVID pandemic. So you couldn't do loads of live performances.
Right.
Actually, none. And then I dislocated my knee halfway through. So I was sort of... in crutches for 3 months and all this sort of stuff. So it wasn't brilliant, but yeah, I'm planning on it. Hopefully going to release one serious song by the end of this year. That's
with like a music video?
With a music video and everything. Yeah.
How do you think people are going to respond?
The thing is, I started making comedy songs, right? Mm. I basically switched some stuff up and I thought everyone was going to shit on me for doing that. And they didn't. It was really positive. And then out of that, I spun off. I have like a separate music account where I just post. And I thought people were going to shit on me for that.
Yeah, right.
And they didn't.
No.
So like...
Yeah, but I feel like your comedy songs are in the same vein as like... This I've just got up your Instagram. This is Hey There Delight if it was from the perspective of a Chinese boy.
Yeah. Ni hao Dai Lila.
This one, trying to sing the Chinese national anthem, but I've never heard it before. I've never read the lyrics and I haven't spoken Chinese since school.
I gave it a decent effort, that one.
Another great segment for people who aren't aware of Rufus's content. Can you fit that up your ass?
Do you know what one of my favourite ones that I've rewatched a couple of times is when you were like, I'm going to name 100 black people.
Yeah.
And then I got through quite a chunk of it and then you did slip Central C in there. And then
I thought he was black.
And then I remember distinctly going...
That's a sneak. And then, but it's so perfectly timed. It's like 2.5 minutes into this 10-minute video.
Mate, you should watch the one where I name those Asian people. There's a lot of Kung Fu Panda characters in there. I was like, oh.
Are you arguing that Master Shifu is a person?
Are you telling me he's not Asian?
No, I think he's Asian, but you said Asian people.
I would consider him a person.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So you did the whole Furious Five, Master Oogway.
Tigress. Yeah, I only got to 77 as well. That was rough.
Your comment section is so funny. It's like you'll be singing the North Korean national anthem or some shit, and all the comments are like, borderline cancelable is always Rufus, keep it up.
Yeah. That's what they love.
Do you ever feel like you are towing the line? Or you just don't care?
Well, I think I've got a decent grasp on, like, you know, what's mildly offensive and just straight racism. Because, yeah, like, there, obviously, there's...
I think you get away with it. And it's like, there's a comedian called Andrew Schultz as well that a lot of his crowd work and stuff is, he's very, he's kind of like you, he's very culturally educated. So he goes to different countries all in the world and he seems to, like, do edgy jokes, but, like... hit the sweet spot. And when he came to Australia, he did it perfectly. When we saw him live, and I was like, damn.
Yeah, like, he has a joke about if there was a war between China and Taiwan, it's like, how are we guys going to tell you apart? You know, can we do shirts and skins?
Yeah, that's the one he did in Australia.
And it's like, yeah, that's great. Great joke.
He's just like, for an American to come over and be that aware of like where the line is in a country on the other side of the world, I find very impressive. And I find you tow it very well on the internet as well. And again, it helps. I didn't realize you'd been to 42 countries. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So the thing is, I started off saying things that some people would consider cancelable. So my entire career, it's not like I was like pretending to be the most nice, like amicable guy from the start. Like, I would have been canceled already. I've said so much vaguely rogue stuff.
Yeah.
That I don't think there's anything I could say now really that I haven't already said.
Do you get any negative feedback ever?
Almost none.
Really?
Right. I get, and it surprises me more than anyone, like no hate.
Oh, I get a lot more, and I'm not that edgy.
You get hate?
Yeah, like I'll get like, hey, like I'll do videos where like, so this guy was like, oh, what's your biggest fear? And he's like, people. And I was like, oh, brother, that's autism or whatever. And I just did, and then people like, you know, a bunch of girls like, hey, Luke, that's not autism, it's social anxiety. Like, it's someone with autism, this is blah, blah, blah.
So my audience doesn't contain those people.
Yes. No, and I saw your TikTok analytics last night. It's 94% male.
Yeah.
That's why.
Fuck, yeah.
And I'm 55% female.
Yeah, honestly, there's like men's rights rallies with more diversity than my audience. You know what I mean? It's crazy. It's such a sausage fest.
If you did live shows, it'd be the sweatiest event of all time.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that's like, I do like having an even like...
I want some more diversity in my audience, but it's never happening, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, I don't know if girls are getting around. Can you fit that up your ass? Clearly, there's 6% that go. This
I
is
understand.
Fucking sick.
I understand how it happened. I dug my own grave there. I made my own bed. So
let's wrap it up.
Oh,
awesome stuff.
We didn't do the introductions.
Oh yeah,
we said we would do this.
Oh, we forget every episode. All right. I'll go first.
Yeah.
It's a BLR this week. Oh, you go first.
Okay. My name is Blake and I am the...
I've had all episode to think about this.
No, I did think about it and then
Do you use a different one every time?
We tried
it. I'm the Burkina Faso of BLT.
That's good.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, we're doing geography themed. My name's Luke. I am the Lithuania of BLT.
My name's Rufus, and I'm Roger Federer.
I guess that works.
is that what you wanted?
Yeah.
Yeah, guys. And so this gets more views. We'll probably put now this episode featuring Roger Federer. Yeah, great. I mean,
it's an unlikely guest for your show.
Yeah, it'd be pretty off.
And Australian comedians and then a tennis legend.
And then it gets to the very end and people are like, man, they haven't talked about tennis once. Dude,
Roger looks different.
I had no idea Roger Federer made weird TikToks.
Imagine Roger Federer being like, okay, guys, can you fit this up your ass?
Can you fit this up ass?
Trying to fit various like tennis rackets and yeah. sort of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, the canister of balls. Probably could, actually. Yeah.
No way, the canister. I'd need 6 months training.
Do you walk around because of your content and have the thought sometimes when you're looking at objects like remote controls and stuff of, you know, or think about
I
it
I know someone who lost an eraser up his ass.
Why? Right. Why did they put it there?
Stuck it up there for some sort of sexual gratification. And it just went in, just lost it.
It's still there?
No, he got it eventually a couple of days later.
Oh, he had to shit it out.
Yeah.
Ooh. Have you ever swallowed anything? And you've had to shit it out?
No, I don't think so, no.
Corn.
I mean, yeah, corn.
Lots of corn.
Yeah. It's corn.
On and off the cob. I'll go whatever. I'm loosey-goosey with it. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thanks, Julian. Thank you very much for joining us, Rufus Rice.
It was an honour and a privilege.
For the BLT listeners, if you want to review this on Spotify, please leave a review as if you've left a comment on Pornhub. That would be great.
Yes, that's what we want, the Q&A section.
Nice stroke game, Rufus. That would be an example.
Yeah.
Good rhythm.
Yeah.
You guys didn't change positions once.
Yeah. Actually, the most common comment I get on TikTok, I think, is I edge to your videos.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of folks commenting just edge to this.
It's
thanks,
like
Rufus.
It's like the etiquette guy. Have you seen him?
He's
a really fancy guy. He just teaches you how to do
things. Oh, yeah, William Hansen, yeah.
Yeah, and his top comment in every single video is like, hey, man, can you teach me how to rub one out under the table? And then in brackets, with etiquette.
I always find that, like, half the time on the internet, the top four comments are funnier than the actual content itself.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
And that applies to 90% of my videos as well. Yeah.
Me and my dad were on the train yesterday.
Yeah.
And I got him hooked on your stuff.
Oh, really?
So you've got a new fan.
Oh, let's go.
In the older demographic.
What vids did you show him?
Like, just your TikToks and stuff. You sort of making fun of that girl with crutches.
That was in Bristol.
That's a funny clip.
Yeah. She thought she'd be good in the war. Yeah.
War has lost a bit of romance for me.
I've got a large bit about it in my show of like the potential threat of World War III, and what I'm finding is way closer to home over here. Like,
really?
With the Tory, the potential of like the Tories being re-elected and then them announcing national service.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Don't you think so?
No way. Tories won't get re-elected and Labour aren't going to bring in national service. So,
right. Aren't the Tories in power currently?
They are, but they won't.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I hope it does. Well, it doesn't affect me. So.
Yeah.
Fuck those kids, I guess. Have fun in the war.
But yeah, anyway, the threat. Do you think I should keep doing that material? Or is it just not the vibe?
No, I reckon it's good material.
Yeah. I just do it because I find it funny. But I'm like, I always get the sense of, it's the only part of the show that in this English tour that I'm like getting a slight sense of discomfort.
Really?
But then there'll be other things in Australia that people get weird about. But you guys are like, play on. This is awesome. You have a very good sense of humour, very good crowds. It's lit.
Yeah.
Thank you. On behalf of the British people, I will accept that compliment.
Yeah, cool. Great. All right. Thanks very much.
Thanks
for tuning in. Go leave a video a review as if this was on Pornhub.
Yep.
And we'll speak to you next week.
Bye.
Love you.
Another riveting episode. Stay pretty and see you next week on BLT.